You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know how to do that.
All right, we're back. Ooh. The thing is live. We're rocking and rolling. Are we rocking and rolling?
We're rocking and rolling.
Am I a fireball, girls? Am I a fireball? No, I am the fireball.
Fireball.
All right, now, we are back. We are here with Khalila Camacho Ali. You may know her as Mrs. Muhammad Ali. She gave us her first poem that she wrote for Muhammad. She's going to do some more poems in a minute. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about a story. Give me your favorite story about your old man.
Okay, let me see. Well, you know, this is pretty serious. We were driving to, he wasn't making that much money. We were driving to Fargo, North Dakota. And we was going to speak at a college. And what happened was, this is during this, the 60s, right? So when they had stripped him of his license and his passport, so we had to make money. So I figured you go on the road and I'll write speeches for you. And it was incredible. And by him not going through the armed forces, a lot of people called him a draft dodger and stuff like that. It wasn't cool. So he got up to make a speech. And it was wonderful. People loved him. It was real nice. And all of a sudden, a heckler heckled out and said, "You draft dodging? Nah."
He said the word we don't mention on the radio that starts with a letter after M.
And he said the N-word. And he goes, "Oh, hell, this is not going to work. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to get up there." I says, "Ali, we have to make money for our family. I mean, this is my campaign to be the people's champion." He said, "I'm not doing it. I'm not going to get up there and do it and make it fun." I sit up there and this guy comes out, this heckler comes out and says this to me. And so I gave him a story. He said, "Really?" So he couldn't wait to get on stage and wait for a heckler to heckle out. And sure enough, he had a beautiful speech. The heckler heckled out, "You draft dodger, nah." And then he goes, "Wait, ladies and gentlemen. That reminds me, a long time ago when I was a little boy, I would throw rocks at this donkey, and my grandmother said, Cassius, don't throw rocks at that donkey because that donkey's going to die, and he's going to come back and haunt you." Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that
donkey is here.
He's here tonight.
Yes. That's great.
Thank you.
Sorry, but that was just awesome.
Isn't it awesome?
You write these things for him?
Yeah, and he was so happy about it. They laughed so hard, they had to, they stopped. They stopped heckling. And then
who
Ali
could heckle a guy like that?
They did. I mean, these were some serious people. And it was so good he did it every time. And they stopped.
They would laugh every
and
time.
And Ali
I'm
was
sure.
so upset about it.
I love that.
So Ali, you know what he did? He went and planted somebody in
Yeah,
audience.
So they could
just
do
didn't
story.
Tell the story. It was hilarious. So that's a good
great.
Story.
That's that beautiful.
Rope a dope during public speaking.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Dale Carnegie, eat your
there. Now let me ask you this. So we all know the story. We know that the government prosecuted him. They took away the best years of his life.
Yes, they did.
I actually met him in the late 80s.
Okay.
And shook his hand and such. It was a moment that I'll never forget. It was still out there vigorously in the public eye at that point. So now Muhammad comes back. He gets reinstated.
Yeah, he gets reinstated.
What's a good story about after he got his belt back? Tell me a little bit about after he gets back
After we struggled.
Shows us a little about him. I don't have to know about any of his
Well,
fights.
It's in my book. My story is coming out possibly very next year.
Okay.
And 2016 is going to be a hot year because it's going to I was with him doing the most impossible days of his life, keeping him pumped up, to keeping him in wait and waiting for that moment that somebody would give him his license back. So we went 3 years struggling, and I used my college money to support each other until that day actually happened. And I was in Philadelphia at the time when Jesse Hill called him on the phone and said he had his license back. And that was the most, we had just had our twin girls. Rashida and Jamila. And was in Philadelphia, and he had to go to Atlanta, Georgia to do his first fight with Jerry Quarry. And
wow.
It was a great day.
Jerry Quarry, boy, that guy sure did bleed a lot.
You did. He was a bleeder. But it's one thing I can say about Jerry Quarry. He when they came to him about Muhammad
Ali. Sorry, I mean, I really mean he did. Yeah, he bled a lot.
He was a bleeder.
I'd that's probably wake do. Up and start bleeding.
That's what they do. If Ali hit me, I'd be bleeding.
That's what I meant. Now, sweet. Yeah. Now, Khalila, how many books have you got?
Well, you know what? It's like Michael Douglas said to me last week, said, you need to write about 100 books because it's going to be a saga for real. I said, okay, Michael, thank you very much. You're about correct. But I figure I'll just do some memoirs and tell them what I want them to know. It was a great time during that time because social media was just between me and Ali. I did all his social media. I was his PR person, his promotion person, and that was kept quiet for many, many years. So I did all of his social media. That was the biggest of social media ever, and didn't have to pay a dime to do it.
So now Muhammad's been reinstated. Yes. He's the people's champ.
Yep.
He's come through the jungles, and now he is back on top.
Yeah.
What was his perception now of the fans and the people out there? What did he think about the people?
Well, he was proving himself to do the right thing, and now they respect him for what he did, and they give him a lot of respect now. And he is so happy that I kept him going. He said, because I never would have thought it ever happened again, and he thanked me for it. And we had four beautiful children doing that, and. He was just a happy camper.
He still is today.
And to look at him today, it's sad. And it's sad with the Parkinson's disease. I divorced him years ago. We had four beautiful children, but I didn't divorce the family part. We stayed friends all through the time of our divorce.
Well, I must say is that while his physical deterioration has been something that's been unfortunate,
yes.
I have to tell you, I hope that someday you'll
but
come.
But you know what he told me last week? He called me on the phone.
Tell me.
He could barely talk. He said, guess what? I said, what? I'm going to make a comeback.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love
and
it.
And I cracked up for a week.
I love it. Now, I want you to tell you, I want you to know is that I have a photo of Muhammad. It's in my office. The same photo's in my house.
Okay.
It's the photo of him shadow boxing underwater.
Yes, that's a favorite, that's
yes,
a favorite
from,
picture.
From Ferdicule or something.
Yeah.
And the reason that I keep that picture white inspires me to this day is because he turned the tables and did something, and he was something that nobody ever really realized he was.
That's right.
He was not a counterculture figure, but literally a cultural icon, and the culture had to come to him. And he had to do things his way. Sometimes it was different.
Okay. But you know what? When I was around him, the moment of his success, after going back into the ring again, he drew more people around him, you know, like Queen Elizabeth, the Beatles. Everybody was around him. I met every international star, president, or king there ever was, and I was right there. To be singing the Beatles as a kid, I loved the Beatles when I was singing. I Want to Hold Your Hand was my favorite song, I just love, and to see Albert Hall back in those days in England, Lee did, I wanted to do an exhibition there.
Yeah, it wasn't a guy, it was a place.
It was a place. It was the place, and Ali and the Beatles was all in Albert Hall, and he was knocking them out and everything, but it was really great because I met kings and queens being with this man, and that my story is going to be really humdinger because he's notarized. I got on an airplane one time with Robert Goulet. I don't know if you know these
guys. Sure, I know Robert Goulet.
Well,
Robert
you're telling
Goulet,
your age. He was on the plane, and Robert Goulet gets on the plane, and Ali goes to the bathroom. He doesn't see him, and Robert Goulet wants to sit next to me, right? He says, can I sit next to
you?
Yeah, I was a hot babe.
You're a hot babe
and,
now.
And I said, I'm sorry, you can't sit there. My husband is sitting here. And he says, who is your husband? Muhammad Ali, you somebody? Unbelievable.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
So you were going somewhere before. And I was talking about how hot you were and all that stuff and everything else. And you were talking about how hot I am. But I want you to know why I'm successful.
Why are you successful?
I'm successful for the same reason that Ali was successful back then.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I have the most powerful, wonderful, beautiful. See, it's her calling now.
Okay.
Beautiful woman
okay.
behind me. She's my strength. She's my vision.
Yes.
She's the person that keeps me together and keeps me going strong.
That's
when
the way
I feel
we were.
Low.
That's right.
So that's the way you
we
roll.
Were. That's why Ali became the greatest of all times because I was back there supporting him. I mean,
so that makes you the GOAT too, then.
I might not be the greatest, but I am the latest.
Well, there's too much fun going on here. There's too much fun going on here.
I love your wife because you're fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. And because of that, I'm going to ask you if you could stay one more segment with us. Can you do that, please?
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, we've got to roll. We've got to pay some bills.
I wouldn't miss it for nothing in the world.
We got our big sponsor on for about 15 minutes with You Health, and then we're going to come back. We're going to wrap up the show with more questions from the woman behind the man, Khalilah Camacho Ali, the woman who made Ali.
Hello, yeah.
We'll be back after this. AC, take it away.
Oh, take it away. Fireball.